one of my favorite sayings that I've come across in recent months is to not preach growth, but to remove the obstacles limiting growth. That's by Peter Tsang. I was personally exploring a lot of my own territory around my own past relationship with the education system, my dyslexia, and exploring some of my own personal programming, because we all have programming that we've accepted either consciously or not throughout our lives. And so I was exploring some of my own and came across Peter Tsang and some of his wonderful talks regarding the education system. There was one talk in particular from the late 90s talking about the sort of escalation of the peak of the industrial school system and its intensity of pushing kids through school. And I don't think there's any mistake, and there's probably a correlation with a lot of people my age who were around middle school around that time, who are now experiencing in mass this feeling of having ADHD. And there's a dizziness and busyness of our experience, and that's part of our programming that is going to take a lot of work to decouple. And it's something I'm very much trying to work on for myself. And so I came across, when doing a deep dive about his work, I came across that quote of to not preach growth, but to remove the obstacles limiting growth. For me, as a person who's trying to learn how to be a teacher in some sense, or naturally feels like I want to be, I am learning for myself to not always be so literal about the material or the things that I'm trying to share. Sometimes yes, but I feel like sometimes that's a case of reading directly out of the textbook. And there's missing knowledge and wisdom when I'm just reciting, you know, what an INTP is or what an Enneagram 1 is or whatever. And so I very much have been trying to not just recite information at a distance, but to share parts of my personal experience. And this quote in particular, I think, encompasses something that's been so very important for me and my growth, which is learning each and every day all of the little ways in which I get in my own way. And I think this quote really encompasses finding ways to get out of our own way, limiting the obstacles to growth. Sometimes there are system-wide things. Sometimes there are outside things. But something like boundaries is usually misinterpreted as being something as like something you set on the outside. But a lot of the times, boundaries is where you're willing to go. And it's an exploration of that will, an exploration of where it is that we are willing to go, what we are willing to do, and what is blocking us from doing what we want to do. For me, as an Enneagram 1, or just in general, I have a hard time knowing what I really want. I've actually only recently realized that I don't really have a bucket list in my mind of what I would like to do, or things that I would like to see specifically before I die in my life. You know, I have experienced a lot, and there are more things that I still want to do, but or that I'd be open to doing, but there's not a lot of specific things. And I'm realizing that I would love to go see a rocket launch one day. That would be really cool to experience in person. And I'm now thinking about what is stopping me from doing that. It might be just keeping it in my direction and focus. It may be exploring the possibilities of how I can even get there, whether that's by car or money issues or anything like that. You know, it's money can be absolutely fitting into this as well, like removing the obstacles limiting growth. Like, you might need more money, and if you need to get more money, that might be something to focus on for a little while in order to make that happen, right? And it could be something with the rocket launch where it's totally possible now. I just keep getting in my own way and assuming I need to wake up and grind and live the life that I'm supposed to live on a day-to-day basis, and I can't do anything special, or that it's going to have a detriment financially or anything like that. And, you know, needing to consider how, all the ways that I'm getting in my own way. And it may be that the obstacles are genuine, and it may be short-term things, it may be long-term things. But ultimately, I feel like this idea of preaching growth is more of a religious concept. Preaching growth is more like telling you the way, you know, telling you that there's only one way to grow, that you have to use one system or one archetype or one way of thinking. And that's never something I've been wanting to or trying to do. All I ever want to introduce is a tool or a concept or a possibility. The path that you walk is the path that you walk. And you need to determine whether or not these tools are something in support of getting out of your own way, of removing the thing that's limiting your growth. And I think another thing comes out of this too is an awareness that growth for human beings occurs naturally when the circumstances match reality. So what I mean is that there are, as we're experiencing whatever our circumstances are in our life, we can rise to meet those circumstances, but sometimes there may be obstacles in the way. Sometimes it's a literal person. Sometimes it is money. Sometimes it is, you know, not having a car, so it takes longer to get somewhere. There are real obstacles like that. But I think we, with time, you know, we may hang out in a territory, you know, play video games for a long time, and then eventually get sick of it, you know, or get sick of a particular video game, or get sick of a particular relationship, or get sick of a particular place, or get sick of whatever. What I mean by get sick of is like you have explored that territory. Not that it's annoyed you, but that you've gotten all that you've gotten out of it. You know, you're done third grade and you're ready to move on to fourth grade. Because there's just nothing else to explore. And I think human beings, we're naturally expansive in that sense. We're kind of always looking for more. This is why culture shifts all the time. You know, we collectively get oversaturated, right? We will eventually get oversaturated with superhero movies if they don't evolve. We will get sick of certain types of music. You know, I think certain forms of trap music we're already moving on from it as of this recording. And certain other styles of music are always, you know, bending and changing as we oversaturate some of, you know, what was originally novel. So being able to move on from something is very natural. But if a society or a person deems that this thing is something we should all continue to explore or look at or feel or be, then it stifles a lot of growth. And I think that's important to know within ourselves whether or not we are holding ourselves back by being too attached to a specific belief or ideology or platform or person, a guru, a podcast, way of being, a personality model, or a certain therapist, or even a concept that we're reciting all the time, like everybody should go to therapy or you're an asshole, right? Like, or being judgy. Whatever your tendencies or mechanisms are, you know, it's noticing what those things are and figuring out ways to get those personal obstacles out of the way, right? So, I have more I could probably say, but I hear the I hear the lawn care coming in the distance really loud. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much. Go to happychemicals.org if you have more that you'd like me to say on this, or if you have questions, leave it in the comments below. We also have a super thanks feature now on YouTube if you want to leave a quick tip. You can hit that heart icon. $2, $5, anything like that, if any of this is helpful for you. So just remember, if you're someone that's trying to grow or not trying to grow, but trying to trying to become a teacher or a speaker or YouTuber or podcaster, I think this quote of not preaching growth, but removing or limiting the obstacles to growth, or, yeah, removing the obstacles limiting growth, is pretty vital for something to keep in mind for, you know, the path forward, because forward is like automatic. You just got to figure out how to traverse what you need to traverse. So with all that said, I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We have courses at happychemicals.org for INTPs. And I think I'm conjuring something up. I don't want to say yet because then I'll probably jinx my desire to do it. there are more coming, hopefully. And we also have a secret podcast on the website that if you sign up for the email list, it is a input process output sort of creative process and introspection sort of secret podcast that is meant for the email subscribers. So go check that out if you are a super fan, and have yourself a jolly good time. So with all that said, I appreciate you. I'm C-Note of Dopamine and Other Happy Chemicals, and I'll catch you next time on the show.